and now Evangelist David Shannon.
We'll be opening your Bibles to Philippians, the fourth chapter. Philippians, the fourth chapter. For some time, I've been intrigued with the thought and the process of positive thinking. I'm not an extremist on the view, yet I do believe that there is some merit to being a positive thinker. Very seldom do you see anyone who accomplishes very much in their life if the only things they think about are negative or pessimistic thoughts or attitudes. Many times, if you read very much about positive thinking or hear the subject being spoken of very frequently, you will hear the verse in Philippians, the fourth chapter, verse 13, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me." And this is a good verse in the area of positive thinking. But really, as we sometimes think of it, this verse was not written in the sense to just go out and strive to accomplish everything through positive thinking. Notice the text in which it's written. If you'll go back to verse 11, you see Paul speaking to them at Philippi, and by the way, he loves the brethren at Philippi. They have done so much for him. They've been so generous in their contributions. And now as he writes to them in verse 11, he says, "Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned, in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." So in other words, what Paul is saying is, I've learned to be content in verse 11. And in the area of contentment, whether it be in need or in a time I am abounding, I can handle any daily situation through Christ. You see, the truth is what I want you to realize this evening. Paul writes this verse thinking about day to day. The reality of what he's saying is, I can handle any daily problem that I come upon through Christ that strengthens me. I like Brother Hugo McCord's translation of this particular verse. He says in verse 13, "I have strength for every situation through the one who gives me power." Now that's beautiful. I have strength through every situation through the one who gives me power. Let's think this evening about this power for just a few moments. One thing that we must quickly realize when we speak of power that is of God is we must look at the nature of God. I suggest to you this evening that if we are speaking of power that comes from the Almighty God, we must be prepared for power that moves us into action. You see, we serve a God who is a God of action. Think back with me for a moment. What is the very first book in the Bible? In the beginning. Very first verse. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Power in action. God created. Later on, he commanded for Noah to be a man of action. Do what? Build an ark. Why? Because I'm about to send a flood. Did God send a flood? Yes. Why? He's a man of power. A God of power. A God of action. Later on, he spoke to Moses. He told Moses to go. Why? He wanted his people to be men of action, to carry out the righteous things in which he commanded. It goes on. The examples go throughout the entire Bible. We can go through the prophets. We come to the New Testament, and what's most people's favorite verse? John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." Action. Power. The next, the last verse in the Bible, Jesus promises, "Surely I come quickly." I come. Power. Action. I suggest to you first this evening, if we are to be God's people, And if we are to learn the benefits that we can have in being God's people, we must be people that's ready to act. Have you ever been around people that's wonderful at making plans? It's not always easy to carry out all of those plans, is it? It's easy to make beautiful plans. It's easy to make New Year's resolutions. It's easy to talk about how we want the future to be. As a matter of fact, we could probably go across Gadsden this very day and we could knock on house to house and we could go from business to business and we could say, do you have any plans for the future? And I bet you would be surprised how many people would be able to bring out a blueprint and say, well, yes, I do have plans for the future. Here they are. And then ask them, when do you start into action? And they might shrug their shoulders, well, I don't know. I haven't really given that much thought. If we have never given thought to putting our plans into action, we're lacking a very important factor to success. Brethren, I believe with all of my heart this evening, if we are going to please God as His people, not only should we plan, but we must be willing to do. Put those plans into action. Now there's another very beautiful thing that's right in this verse about the power that we are speaking of here. That power also is a power that reaches in every direction. It's not an action only in one area. For example, it's not only what we would say in the area of our religious life, if you will. But this is in every situation. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Brethren, I'm so thankful this evening that that verse does not say, I can do all religious things through Christ who strengthens me. Or all family things through Christ who strengthens me. But Paul says here, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Brethren, if you are striving to be a righteous person, if you are a faithful child of God, and the act that you are performing is one that is righteous, there is no realm or no endeavor that you can enter into without God being able to help you in that endeavor. Now that's great. That's power. If you are having problems on your job, God can help you. If you're in conflict with fellow workers, if you're a faithful child of God and you're striving to do right, God can help you. If you have problems at home, your marriage is falling apart, problems with parent-child relationship, and you're striving to do right, and you are faithful, God can help. Brethren, I believe that. I don't believe that there's one verse in the Bible that's false. This verse tells us I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This evening, do you believe it? If so, when there is a situation at work, do you turn to God? Do you pray about it? Do you ask yourself, now as I handle myself, as I speak, as I act, what would Jesus do? You see, there's no way for us to exemplify Christ in our life if we never stop and ask ourselves, what would Jesus do? It's a simple question that will produce marvelous results. As a matter of fact, if I can use our key word for tonight, it's a simple thing that will produce powerful results. What would Jesus do in my marriage relationship? If there's problems that need to be resolved, I need the power and the wisdom of God. I need to pray about it. I need to rely upon the truth in God's Word. I need to seek guidance that's far above my will, but instead God's will be done. A wonderful, wonderful thought that not only does this power move us into action, but this power moves also in every direction. Another thing about this power that is so wonderful is that this power is through Christ. In 2 John, in verse 9, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. We can't expect to have a proper relationship with God if we do not go to God through Christ. As a matter of fact, Jesus Christ said it almost in those exact words when He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Me. We must go through Christ if we are going to have the doctrine that takes us to God. We must go through Christ if we are going to have the way, the truth, and the life that takes us to the Father. We must go through Christ from our text this evening if we want an answer to the daily problems in life. You see, it's a great misunderstanding when men and women go around doing the seminars where you pay several dollars and you set in for 1 or 2 days and they give you pep talk after pep talk about positive thinking. And they say to that group where perhaps there's very many that have no religious convictions whatsoever. And they say to them, you can do all things and Christ will bless you in your efforts. Brethren, that's not at all what this verse is saying. This verse says you can do all things through Christ which strengthens you. You want to be blessed. You want to be able to be content at work as the text is speaking. You want to be able to say, Lord, I believe that with Your help I can handle any situation that happens today. You can, but you must handle that situation through Christ, the way Christ would handle it. You want your family life to be the way that it should be. It can be exactly the way it should be, but you must handle it. And every family member, if it is going to be the way it should be, must handle it through Christ. It's the same for our personal relationship with God. You and I need to be thinking about how did Christ live on this earth as an individual? And what kind of relationship did He have with the Heavenly Father? He prayed. He meditated. He loved the Lord. And He said that He came to do the will of Him that sent Me. Brethren, that's just a few things. And if you and I want to be blessed, if we want to receive the power of God, if we want to find contentment because we know that God is on our side, we must begin by doing all things through Jesus Christ. Now there is a final point that kind of sums up with a real pretty picture at the end. I like to think of it as the icing on the cake. And that is, this power comes down to mankind, to you, and to me, if we so desire. You see, when I look at the power that's within a volcano, I'm amazed. It can restructure the earth. It is amazing, the power that is in that. Or in an earthquake, the power, astronomical. When I look at the movements of the ocean, God created all of those things. God set those powerful things into motion. When I look at Jesus Christ, the miraculous virgin birth, that's mind-boggling. Powerful. When I look at the way He could heal, He could take a man that has never been able to see anything and make him see. A man that could not hear anything, make him hear. That's power. When I see that He's able to take sins that you and I can do nothing about except be guilty of them once we've committed them, and He can remit them, wash them away, give us remission of sins, that's power. And brethren, all of that great power from that Almighty God is promised to you and I if we so desire. Thank God we serve such a powerful God. And thank God He doesn't look down upon you and I tonight and say, why should I waste my time on you? But instead He looks down and He says, if you choose to work through My Son, I'll give you the power to handle any situation that comes your way every day. Do you want that power? It's yours. I'd like to say that it's free, but it's not. It'll cost you something. As a matter of fact, it'll cost your life. If you're ready to deny yourself, pick up the cross of Christ and bear that daily. You can have that promise of eternal life. Now please realize the grace that we spoke of this morning. It's not a price. Your life is not a price that is deserving of that grace. But it is a way to obtain that grace. Grace is a gift that you and I could never do enough to pay for. That's why we call it a gift. Tonight, you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you, if you so desire to live for Him. Do you need to come to Him tonight? Have you ever been baptized for the remission of sins once you've turned away from sins and confessed that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? If you've done that, but yet somewhere along the way you've fallen, brethren, realize you don't have the power of God in your life if you're separated from Him. Tonight's the time. No matter how long we live, don't you want to be prepared? Don't you want the power of God in your life? If it's not there, do something about it tonight as we stand and as we sing.